Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Member by Avram Goldar and today Maseches Vachim Daf Nun Ches. Begin the sixth parak Kodshir Kodshim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the sixth parak begins Kodshir Kodshim Shashchachtam Barosh Mizbech. If Kodshir Kodshim were shechted on top of the Mizbech, Rabbi Yossi says Ki Yivo Nishchatu B'Tzafon. It's valid as if they were shechted in the north of the Azar. Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda says the southern half of the Mizbech is considered like Darom and the northern half of the Mizbech is considered like Tzafon. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbech actually stood in Tzafon. The Gemara proves that Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda holds the entire Mizbech was in Darom, and they argue how to interpret the Pasuk V'zavakta lav es olosech v'eshlamecha, and you shall shecht on it your olos and your shlamim. Rabbi Yossi interprets it Kulo olav kulo shlamim. All of the Mizbech is fit for shechting an olah, and all of it is fit for shechting a shlamim. Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda interprets it chetzlo olav chetzlo shlamim. Half of it is fit for olah, and half of it is fit for shlamim, because otherwise, after the Torah permitted shechting an olah on it, why would it need to mention shlamim? Rabbi Yossi would reply that one might have thought the Torah only permitted shechting and the olah on top, the dachlik makom, because it's pressed for space since it's limited to tzafon, but not shlamim. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda agrees, shim shachdan kenegdan bekarka psulos, that if he shechted kodshir kodshim on the ground opposite the Mizbeach, meaning on the floor space of the Mizbeach, it's invalid because he holds this space is in Darum. Rachim Adifti asked Ravina where the Shechita took place. If it was on the Yesod, the base of the Sovev, the ledge, these are part of the Mizbeach itself, and Shechita on them should be valid. Furthermore, this would not be described as being on the ground. It cannot refer to Mechilos, tunnels under the Mizbeach, because a Braisa darshans, Mizbeach Adama Tasili, an altar of earth you shall make for me to teach Shehem Chuber Ma'adama, that it must be attached to the earth and cannot be built over tunnels or arches. The Gemara answers the cases de Batsuri Batsuri, where they reduced the Mizbeach to a smaller size and one shechted in the Mizbeach's former floor space. And point number three, Rabbi Zera sought to prove Rabbi Yochanan's contention that Rabbi Yossi holds the Mizbech was entirely in Tzafon from a Mishnah, which states that the Ma'arach HaShnia, the second pyre on the Mizbech, whose coals were used for burning the Ketores, was located four amos to the north of the Mizbech's southeastern corner. This is because of Rabbi Yossi's ruling requiring taking the coals for Ketores from the place on the Mizbech closest to the Heichal entrance. Since the Heichal entrance was 10 amos wide in the center of the Azara, then whether Rabbi Yossi held the Mizbech was completely in Darom or in the center of the Azara, the Merakh would need to be further north to be parallel to the Heichal entrance. Even if the Ulam and Heichal are a single Kedusha, allowing the Merakh to be parallel to the Ulam, which extends 5 amos further south, more than 4 amos would still be necessary. Rather, he holds the entire Mizbech was in Tzafon, and the 4 amos of distances were for the Yesod, the Sovev, the Karen, and another amma for the Kohanim's walking space. Moving it further north would draw the Ma'arach beyond the Heichal entrance. Rav Adar Bar Ava explains how the Mishnah can follow Rabbi Yehuda, who held the Mizbech stood in the center of the Azara. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the sixth parak begins, Kodshir Kodshim Shashchachtam Barosh Mizbech. If Kodshir Kodshim were shechted on top of the Mizbech, Rabbi Yossi says, Ki Yivo Nishchatu B'Tzafon. It is valid as if they were shechted in the north of the Azara. Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda says, the southern half of the Mizbech is considered like Darom, and the northern half of the Mizbech is considered like Tzafon. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbech actually stood in Tzafon. The Gemara proves that Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda holds the entire Mizbech was in Darom, and they argue how to interpret the Pasuk V'zavakta lav es olosech v'eshlamecha, and you shall shecht on it your olos and your shlamim. Rabbi Yossi interprets it Kulo olav kulo shlamim. All of the Mizbech is fit for shechting an olah, and all of it is fit for shechting a shlamim. Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda interprets it chetzlo olav chetzlo shlamim. Half of it is fit for olah, and half of it is fit for shlamim, because otherwise, after the Torah permitted shechting an olah on it, why would it need to mention shlamim? Rabbi Yossi would reply that one might have thought the Torah only permitted shechting and the olah on top, the dachlik makom, because it's pressed for space since it's limited to tzafon, but not shlamim. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda agrees, shim shachdan kenegdan bekarka psulos, that if he shechted kodshir kodshim on the ground opposite the Mizbeach, meaning on the floor space of the Mizbeach, it's invalid because he holds this space is in Darom. Rachim Adifti asked Ravina where the Shechita took place. If it was on the Yesod, the base of the Sovev, the ledge, these are part of the Mizbech itself, and Shechita on them should be valid. Furthermore, this would not be described as being on the ground. It cannot refer to mechilos, tunnels under the mizbeach, because a braisa darshans mizbeach adama tasili, an altar of earth you shall make for me to teach shiyeh mechuber ma'adama, that it must be attached to the earth and cannot be built over tunnels or arches. The Gemara answers the cases debatzri batzuri, where they reduce the mizbeach to a smaller size and one shechted in the mizbeach's former floor space. And point number three, Rabbi Zera sought to prove Rabbi Yochanan's contention that Rabbi Yossi holds the Mizbech was entirely in Safon from a Mishnah, which states that the Ma'arach HaShnia, the second pyre on the Mizbech, whose coals were used for burning the Ketores, was located 4 amos to the north of the Mizbech's southeastern corner. This is because of Rabbi Yossi's ruling requiring taking the coals for Ketores from the place on the Mizbech closest to the Heichal entrance. Since the Heichal entrance was 10 amos wide in the center of the Azara, then whether Rabbi Yossi held the Mizbech was completely in Darom or in the center of the Azara, the Merakh would need to be further north to be parallel to the Heichal entrance. Even if the Ulam and Heichal are a single Kedusha, allowing the Merakh to be parallel to the Ulam, which extends 5 amos further south, more than 4 amos would still be necessary. Rather, he holds the entire Mizbech was in Safon, and the 4 amos of distances were for the Yesod, the Sovev, the Karen, and another amma for the Kohanim's walking space. Moving it further north would draw the Ma'arach beyond the Heichal entrance. Rav Adar Bar Ava explains how the Mishnah can follow Rabbi Yehuda, who held the Mizbech stood in the center of the Azara. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Ches, and our standard Siman is Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, not to be confused with the biblical Noach. So Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, is the same as here goes. At his new Mizbech exhibit in a zoo, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, stood on top of a Mizbech and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kotche Kachim, since the top is considered Tzafon. While an employee stood on the ground next to a small Mizbech in the Mizbech's former floor space, where Shechita would be possible, and challenged the visitor to figure out where to place the Ma'arach HaShnia, depending on if the Mizbech was in the Darom Tzafon or in the middle of the Azara. Once again, slow motion. At his new Mizbech exhibit in a zoo, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper, that must be more on Daf Nun Ches. At his new Mizbech exhibit in a zoo, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper stood on top of a Mizbech and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kotche Kachim, since the top is considered Tzafon, which reminds us the sixth parak begins, Kotche Kachim Sheshchatim Barosh Mizbech. If Kotche Kachim were shechted on top of the Mizbech, Rabbi Yossi says, Ki'il Nishchatu B'Tzafon. It is valid as if they were shechted in the north of the Azor. Rabbi Yossi Bar Rabbi Yehuda says the southern half of the Mizbech is considered like Darom, and the northern half of the Mizbech is considered like Tzafon. Rabbi Yochan says Rabbi Yossi holds the entire Mizbech actually stood in Tzafon. So at his new Mizbech exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper stood on top of a Mizbech and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kotche Kachim, since the top is considered Tzafon. While an employee stood on the ground next to a smaller Mizbech in the Mizbech's former floor space, where Shechita would be possible, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Shimshchatin connecting Bakarka Psulos, that if he shecht the Kotche Kachim on the ground, opposite the Mizbech, meaning on the floor space of the Mizbech, is invalid because he holds the space is in Darom. The Gemara clarifies that the case is Debatzir Batsuri, where they reduced the Mizbech to a smaller size and one shechted in the Mizbech's former floor space. So, at his new Mizbech exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper stood on top of a Mizbech and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kotche Kachim, since the top is considered Tzafon. While an employee stood on the ground next to a small Mizbech in the Mizbech's former floor space, where Shechita would be possible, and challenged the visitor to figure out where to place the Ma'arach HaShnia, depending on if the Mizbech was in the Darom, Tzafon, or in the middle of the Azara. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas Tanaim about the location of the Mizbech regarding placement of the second Ma'aracha. So once again, at his new Mizbech exhibit in his zoo, Noach Goldberg the zookeeper stood on top of a Mizbech and pretended to shecht one of his sheep as Kotche Kachim, since the top is considered Tzafon. While an employee stood on the ground next to a smaller Mizbech in the Mizbech's former floor space, where Shechita would be possible, and challenged the visitor to figure out where to place the Ma'arach HaShnia, depending on if the Mizbech was in the Darom, Tzafon, or in the middle of the Azara. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara, daf nun dal. So the simmer daf nun dal is noodles. So here goes. While some construction work is using noodles, that must mean we're on daf nun dalid. While some construction workers using noodles to measure the mizbeach they were building, argued if they should skip the yesod on the southeast corner or build it, which reminds us, the previous daf taught that the southeast corner of the Mizbech had no Yesod. And I'm arriving to debate what this means. Rav says this means Bebinyan. There was literally no Yesod in the structure of the Mizbech on that side. Levi says that there was a physical Yesod built all around, and the Gemara means Bedamim. There was no legal base regarding bloods, meaning no blood applications were valid on that corner, since it was not in Binyamin's portion. So while some construction workers using noodles to measure the Mizbech they were building argued if they should skip the Yesod on the southeast corner or build it, others added dry noodles to the stone mixture, making up the foundation of the Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a braisa describing the Mizbeach's construction. They bring a malbein, a wooden frame measuring 32 amos by 32 amos and 1 amma high, and bring smooth damp stones and bring lime, lead glaze, and tar, dissolve them together and pour the mixture over the stones, resulting in a solid block of 32 by 32, which forms the Mizbeach's base. This is repeated with a frame of 30 amos square and 5 amos high, and a third frame of 28 amos square and 3 amos high, thus forming the three sections of the Mizbech. Finally, a frame of 1 cubit amma forms each keren. So while some construction workers using noodles to measure the Mizbech they were building argued if they should skip the Yesod on the southeast corner or build it, others added dry noodles to the stone mixture making up the foundation of the Mizbech, on the exact spot determined by David and Melech and Shmuel HaNavi, which reminds the Gemara brings David and Shmuel's efforts to determine the site for the base of Migdash. The Pasuk says, "Vakamta valisa el hamakum," and you shall rise up and ascend to the place which HaKadosh Baruch Hu would choose, which teaches shebeis Migdash gavo mikol Eretz Yisrael, that the base of Migdash must be higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. They didn't know where this was until studying Sefer Yeshua and finding that the border of Binyamin's portion with Yehuda's is uniquely described only as ascending but not descending, and they realize that the site must be there. Daf Nun Hey. So the symbol for Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The former Nazir, the man who just returned from overseas eating their Isle Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55. Speed limit signs of 55? That must be more on Daf Nun Hey. The former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas eating their al-Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, which reminds us that Toda and al-Nazir are kachim kalim and can be shakted b'kol makam ba'azara and eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So the former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas eating the al-Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, sitting next to a man eating a shlamim who had the right to shakt anywhere in the Azar, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that Shlamim are Kachim Kalim and may be shakted anywhere in the Azar and are similar to the Karbanas mentioned already, except that Shlamim may be eaten for 2 days and a night, and their Chaz V'Shok are eaten by Kohanim and their families. So the former Nazir and the man who just returned from overseas eating their Al-Nazir and Toda in Yerushalayim, near the store selling speed limit signs of 55, sitting next to a man eating a Shlamim who had the right to shakt anywhere in the Azara, were met by a man who bought a sign because he should have slowed down when shechting a shlamim and noticed that the doors of the heichal were still closed, making his carbon possible. Which reminds us, Shmuel said that shlamim which one shechted before the doors of the heichal were opened are possible because the pasuk says, "V'shachetu pesach ohel moed," and he shall slaughter it at the entrance of the tent of meeting, implying "bizman shu pasuch." It must be shechted at a time that the entrance is open and not at a time when it's locked. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a Shusher going, "Nu Nu." So here goes. The Tamei Shusher, who is permitted to be in a Lushka next to the Azara, shouted, "Nu Nu, Shusher, Nu Nu." That must be more on Daf Nun Vav. The Tamei Shusher, who is permitted to be in a Lushka next to the Azara, which reminds us, Shmuel said that one is only chayav for entering the Azara while Tamei, for the interior area of the Azara, 187 amos long by 135 amos wide. This doesn't mean to exclude the windows, doors, and thickness of the Azara walls because they have the same status as the Azara. Rather, it's meant to exclude Lushakos, chambers which were Benuyas Bechol Upsuchos Lakodesh, built in non-sacred space outside the Azara and open into sacred space. Although Mishnah states Tochen Kodesh, their interior is holy, this is only Midrabanan, but Midraisa, they're not part of the Azara. So the Tamei Shusher, who is permitted to be in Alishka next to the Azara, shouted "Nu Nu" to the Kohen to make sure he does the Zrikas Adam before Shkia, or else the blood becomes pasul. Which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi says, "Menayin l'dam shenipsal b'shkias ochama." From where do we derive that blood becomes disqualified from a tanos at sunset? The pasuk says, "B'yom hakrivu azivcho ye'achel," on the day that he offers his carbon, it shall be eaten. Teaching, "B'yom shatazoveach atamakriv," on the day that you shecht the carbon, you may offer for its blood. On the day that you do not shecht it, you may not offer its blood. Once Shkia passes, it's no longer the same day that the carbon was shechted, and the dam cannot be offered. So the Tami Shushu, who's permitted to be in Alishka next to the Azara, shouted nu to the Kohen to make sure he does the Azrikas Adam before Shkia, or else the blood becomes pasul. At the same time, his Shushu twin brother in a different Lishka shushed the Kohen doing Shchita Vashlamim, who intended to eat its meat on the eve of the third day, which reminds us, Amoraim discuss HaMechashiva Or Shlishi, one who intends during the Avodah Vashlamim to eat its meat on the eve of the third day. Chizkiah says the carbon remains valid, the Halo Intik Utsreifa, because it's not yet fully removed from its allotted time to be designated for burning until the third morning, and his intent is therefore not entirely Chutz Lizmano. Rabbi Yochanan says the carbon is invalid, the Idchile Me'achilo, because at that time it's already disqualified from eating, so the intent is considered Chutz Lizmano. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Siman Daf Nun Zayin is a nose, and we often use a long nose. So here goes. The man delivering a Bechor with a long nose, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Zayin. The man delivering a Bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, which reminds us, a Brisa presents a source that the Bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night. Ubsarm Yelach, Kachaza Tnufa Ukoshoka Yomin, and their meat shall be for you like the breast of the waving and the right thigh. This creates a hekesh between Shlamim and Bechor, teaching that just as Shlamim is eaten for Shnei Yomim Mulayla Echad, Bechor is as well. So the man delivering a Bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, and the man by the Himen of a Devar Achir stand, who is giving out a paper with a pasuk on it, and a free doll with a long nose, which reminds us, the more brings a Malchokas if Himen of a Devar Achir is considered learned from a Hekesh. So the man delivering a Bechor with a long nose that was to be eaten for 2 days and a night to a Kohen, and the man by the Himen of a Devar Achir stand, who is giving out a paper with a pasuk on it, and a free doll with a long nose, were startled when the man rushed by trying to get his Pesach eaten before Chatzos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, whether the Karban Pesach may only be eaten until Chatzos or until the morning. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn dumb becomes disqualified for Zrika at Shkiyas Hachama? That's on daf Nunvav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Fachatis' blood was applied to Lamata? It's not a valid Zrika. That's on daf Nunbeis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have Machokas Tanaim about the location of the Mizbeach regarding the placement of the second Maracha? That's on daf Nunchas. Good. Number 4. Which daf does Gemara bring a machokas if the carbon pesach may only be eaten until chatzos or until the morning? That's on daf Nunzayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that shlamim which were shechted before the doors of the heichal were opened are pasul? That's on daf Nunhei. Good. Number 6. Which daf does Gemara bring the source that a bechor is eaten for 2 days and a night? That's on daf Nunzayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn that if one shecht or kachim on the ground on the floor space of the mizbeach, it is possible? That's on daf Nunches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss the din of one who's mechashiva or shlishi, who has a mind to eat the shlamim meat on the third night? That's on daf Nunvav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss shechting kachim on top of the mizbeach? That's on daf Nunches. Great. And number 10. Which daf does Gemara bring a machlokas on how to perform the matanos of achatas on the four kranos? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.